and Emma at breakfast.
It's the start of a brand new week. It's Tony and Emma. Good morning.
Good morning. Monday already. The weekend just flies by, doesn't it?
This one certainly did, with the help of St. Patrick.
Oh, I love a bit of St. Patrick's Day. I was in London this weekend and I saw so many people dressed up in green with boppers on their heads.
And I bet for a while you were like, a lot of people dressed as green. Are they going to see Shrek?
Yeah, do you know what I was? And then I was saying, oh no, they're walking along and they're ordering Guinness everywhere.
I was very lucky. I went to a St. Patrick's party and I DJed at a St. Patrick's party. So I had the best of both worlds. Then I realised I didn't actually have anything to wear, apart from my lucky shamrock socks that I won.
I thought you were going to say lucky green pants.
No, I've got lucky pants. They're a different thing altogether. But
okay.
My shamrock socks, they come out every year on St. Patrick's. I thought I had a green shirt. I had to ask my neighbour because I'm colourblind. I was like, what colour's this? Grey. Oh, I thought it was green. So I ended up wearing a grey shirt with shamrock socks. I rocked.
Great. I love that. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Oh, no, that's not, is it? Irish.
What was that, Emma?
Well, I was trying to do an Irish accent.
Right, you sounded like you'd walked onto the set of Emmerdale for a moment there.
Okay, well, anyway, I'll do it in my own. Happy St. Patrick's Day!
Much better. This is Tony and Emma.
Do you know what? One of the things that really annoys me is Parents' Evening. I keep getting text messages saying, don't forget it's Parents' Evening this evening. Yes, I know, it's in my diary in big letters. I've replied to your emails, I've replied to you on the system that you use, and I know that it's Parents' Evening. But the thing that makes me laugh about this, right, is when you turn up at Parents' Evening, the teachers are all nicey-nicey, aren't they? Do you ever get that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hello, how are you doing? Yes. But really, I know a lot of teachers, and I know for a fact that what they say is so different to what they're actually thinking.
I've often thought this when I've sat there and gone, is this kid really in your class? My son, who's hilarious, he's the funniest person I know. And they go, oh, he's quite quiet, isn't really. I'm thinking, no, he's not.
And then when they say, he's been so good, he got the star of the week, it's so great. And I think, yeah, I know, but you've got a whole list of kids and you just tick them off as you go. They're all going to be star of the week before the end of the year, love.
That's like sports day. Everyone's a winner. This is Tony and Emma. I've got a list here of the top 10 dream jobs.
Oh, okay. Enlighten me.
Right,
what are they?
I'm just having a scan down here now to see if breakfast radio host is on the list. Sadly, it's not.
Okay, no. People know better.
Let's see if you can guess five of the top 10 dream jobs. This is just not for kids. This is just people, as they go about their business, what would their dream job be? Go on, have a guess.
Okay, I think working for Alan Sugar, you know, doing whatever he does.
Slightly specific. No, there's no.
Okay,
Whiten it out a bit.
Theme park tester.
No, that's not on
okay.
there.
Okay. Singer.
Oh, singer is on there. You're at number nine is a singer.
Oh, number nine. I'm quite shocked at that. Oh, footballer.
Yes, 10.
Footballer's got to be in
there.
That's
two she's got.
Oh, racing car driver.
Racing car driver is good, but it's not on the list.
Oh, okay. What about TikTok person?
Ah, yeah, there you go. Now you're talking. So we got influencer on social media at 7 and YouTuber at 4. I'll give you both of those.
Okay.
You need one more.
Oh,
right, I'll tell you what they are. Here they come. Number one, dream job, pilot.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want that responsibility.
Number two, a writer.
Oh, yes, I'd like that.
Three, this
hard
one
to make
for you,
money, though.
A dancer.
Dancer, yeah, I was never very good at dancing.
Four, YouTuber, five, actor, and so it goes on. They are the dream jobs. A pilot. I would love to be a pilot.
You could never be a pilot. You can't see.
Also a problem, I mean, for the people on the plane, and largely me. I'd be great at taking off. I don't think you need to see too much. Then you just go really fast and you go up. But coming down, ladies and gentlemen, we have a problem. This is Tony and Emma.
Sometimes you hear me talk about my list of 40 things to do before I'm 40. And I explained on the show on Friday that I was heading into London to go and climb the O2 and walk over the roof.
As you do. Most people just go find a pub somewhere, maybe get dinner. No, Emma goes and walks right over the roof of the O2 Arena.
Oh, it was absolutely amazing. And we did the sunset kind of session. But there was no sunset, unfortunately. But it did get dark quite quickly. And as the lights turn on across London, it is like being above the New York skyline. It is amazing up there. And I found out a few little cute facts about the O2 as well. So you know that there's 12 kind of sticky out bits on the ceiling. I don't know what they're called.
Well, I'd call them pillars, but go with what you like, yeah.
Pillars, yeah, sticky out things. There's 12 of those to represent the 12 months of the year. And then when you're climbing it as well, you reach a 30-degree incline. So it's really quite steep. And when you get, it's like walking on the moon. It's really bouncy. It's like a trampoline.
I wondered this, because it is essentially a massive tent.
Yeah.
And I wondered if how springy it was as you walked up
really,
the side of it.
Yeah, it's really, really bouncy. They tell you, like, not to jump. But you know, like, when someone tells you don't jump, you just have that little, oh, I'm just going to jump
a
little bit.
No, most people go, I'm on a really tall building in the middle of London. I probably won't jump now. Emma, on the other hand, is probably, shall I bounce some more?
I was having a great time, yeah. And they say that you can't get out your mobile phone and take pictures whilst you're walking up that bit.
And how did that work out for you?
Well, I made sure that I didn't, because I knew I would be the person that the mobile phone went like crashing down onto someone else's head or something like that. So I was well behaved on that bit, but I'm not going to lie, I did have a little bounce.
Brilliant. Expect nothing less from you. Thanks for tuning in. This is Tony and Emma.
What do you call me on your phone?
You are in my phone as Ember, because that's what you told me you were called many, many years ago.
Yeah, that was my nickname. It's funny, isn't it, how everyone saves people as different things. So I was looking through my phone the other day, and I have nicknames for everyone in my phone, pretty much.
Oh, I bet you do. And I can't wait to hear, some of these.
Ha!
What am I in the phone as?
Oh, you're under Monkey Dibs.
Brilliant, okay.
Because I have a tendency to call you Monkey and you call me that. It's like a little pet name, isn't it?
Yep, okay, that's quite sweet. I'm happy with that one. No, yeah, okay. I'm good with that one. Don't look at me funny, I'm good. Can I have Monkey? Yeah.
It's funny though. So I have Mum Bear, Dad Bear and all of that kind of thing. But when I use, in the past, I have used various different dating sites as well. And when I'm talking to someone for the first time, you swap numbers, maybe you go on a couple of dates, I always save them as kind of something that relates to that first date. So I've got
You tell me stuff about, you know, whatever, like dentist guy or whatever.
Oh, hot dentist guy. Yeah, do you remember him?
He would be in the phone as hot dentist guy.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Lord.
Got breakfast dog guy.
Right.
Tim Golfer, Jason Bumble. He was Jason Bumble. Okay, yeah, because he came from Bumble. Yeah. But it just makes me laugh how everyone in there is. I've got a new one recently. Rich coincidence, no coincidence.
We've got to hear this.
So, I thought, you know, he's not a coincidence that I sort of crossed paths with that one. So that's what I called him on my phone.
So
isn't
in
it
the
good?
Phone is Rich coincidence, no coincidence.
Yeah, yeah. Because I can't quite work out whether he's a coincidence that he sort of fell across my path or not.
This is what we're working with, folks. This is what we're working with. This is Tony and Emma.
I've just had the most just amazing breakfast. And it got me thinking, right? You'll be pleased to know, Dibs, and you're going to love this. I found this in the paper. Walkers and Nestle are putting new flavours on the shelves for shoppers to try. I'm going to be like the first in the queue. So Heinz have launched a pickle-flavoured ketchup.
A what? I'm not entirely sure that's right.
Some people are describing it as fundamentally wrong.
And they'd probably be correct.
Yeah. Pringles, they've said that they're going to release ketchup flavour crisps. And apparently people have been queuing out the door to try and get these ketchup
crisps.
Okay,
I'm on side with that one because years ago, and they might still do it, it's just I'm not really into my crisps so much now. They used to be tomato ketchup flavoured crisps and they were banging. So if Pringles if Pringles are on that, then bring it back. I'm with you, Pringles.
I feel like I've missed out on that. Walker's Sensations as well. They are trialling mature cheddar and chili chutney, which, oh my goodness, sounds right up my street. I'm going to be buying some of them. And they've also released three new vegan limited edition flavours. Vegan flame grilled steak, vegan barbecue pork ribs and vegan grilled cheese toastie.
I've got a problem with all three of those, right? If you want to be a vegan, okay, you made a conscious decision and I'm not going to knock anybody for making a decision to change. That's up to you, right? You do your vegan thing. That's what you want. But you can't bang the vegan drum and then have grilled steak crisps.
And pork ribs.
That's not in the spirit of the game of which you wish to play.
Well, it's okay. It's hashtag vegan, not vegan.
We're back tomorrow from 7. This is Tony and Emma. I got to share a thing that Emma sent me the other day, and this is just ridiculous. It's so you. It's perfect. When you did it, I was like, that's got to go on the show. So we were just having a little chat on WhatsApp, right?
Was this when I said, if I forget?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was trying to remind you about something that we needed to do, and I said, if I remember, I will remind you, but that's if I don't forget.
And I looked at my phone for about 5 minutes and I was like, what? Remind me if I remember not to forget. I was like, what is she talking about now?
Well, no, because I thought, I'll try and remind you to do this thing. But I was reminding you at that time. And then I knew you were going to forget. And I thought, well, actually, I've got loads of things to do. I'll probably forget it as well. So if I remember, I'll tell you about it.
Great. So what we've now done is we put it on the show so that I guess when we listen to the podcast, we'll be going, oh, that's that thing you forgot
to
remember.
That's that thing we need to do.
And we've saved the day without realising it. This is Tony and Emma. Welcome to Tuesday.
Super excited to have seen Kate Garraway's new pants. Have you seen them?
No. I mean, Kate is a friend of mine. I don't go around looking at my friend's pants.
Oh, you should. She was styling some new... Well, she had these new M&S backside enhancing knickers. And she showed everyone on TV the other day.
Right.
£15 for this pair of pants, right? They are amazing. They've got like built-in padding to help customers' backsides have a bit of oomph, you know? So if you've got a bit of a saggy bum, or if you've got no bum, I've got some friends that always complain that they've got no bum, then these pants are for you.
What are they called? Lizzo pants?
I don't know. They're from M&S, and they are just backside-enhancing pants.
Kardashian khakis.
Yes, that is what they are.
Brilliant. I'm glad we got this sorted. This is a huge difference between men and women. You see, men just walk into any shop and go, need pants. Those ones will do. Thank you.
No, this is like a whole other level. If you want a peachy backside, you need to get yourself to M&S and get some of these enhancing butt cheeks.
All right, well, we're going to finish the show early. I'm off to M&S. This is Tony and Emma.
I have got a new hobby that I want to try.
Okay, I'm already worried. What have you found and how did
London
you find
fur.
This?
Right, so the other day when I went into London, I was having a little wander around. I looked down this street and no joke of a lie, I saw about 200 cats, dogs, foxes, giant Sonic things.
Sonic
like
the Hedgehog?
Squirrels. Yeah, but like basically they're like these massive mascot costumes. And I thought, I've got to go down there and have a photo with this. This is amazing. And there was literally hundreds of people gathered all together. And they've made all their own costumes, but they look phenomenal. So they're all these different kind of cartoon characters, but like mascots, big furry animals. And the weirdest thing, right, was some people would completely dress normal, but they just had this massive big tail. And I'm not talking like floppy tail, you know, like the ones you buy in the fancy dress shops. These are proper full-on furry in-the-air tails. And these, I asked this lady about it, and she said, oh, we're part of this group called the London Fur. We meet up every week. And they all make their own costumes in their community and they share them and swap them and wear them and they all just have a laugh in these big furry outfits. So if you've ever wanted to dress up as a mascot, you've got to join the London Fur.
And if you were to join the London Fur, Emma, I mean, what animal would you go as?
Oh, I don't know. I kind of want to be like a unicorn and a squirrel.
Uni-squirrel.
Yes, that is what I want to be. Honestly, it was amazing. You've got to look up the London Fur and go to our Facebook page and check out the picture I took because I couldn't resist having a jazz hands photo with some of the characters.
Yeah, so these guys take dressing up as animals really serious. They meet up in London. They have this big coordinated thing. And then Emma arrives. You can't see these poor people's faces because they've got masks on. But you just know they're like, who's this idiot?
They were smiling underneath.
I'll bet they weren't. This is Tony and Emma. Emma, I thought I saw you on TV over the weekend.
Oh, I kind of wish you did, but I want to say it probably wasn't me.
No, it definitely wasn't you. So the racing was on at the weekend, right? Mm. And
I got a looky-likey?
Just in behaviour. Not really your physical, but like, I thought, that Emma would do that. And so the camera is panning along the people in the stand, you know, at the horse racing, right? And as it goes along, there's a lady there and she's holding her binoculars like most people are.
Yeah.
But you know what's going on. And then the camera kind of just slows down. You see her unscrew one of the eye caps and then start drinking out of her binoculars. It's actually a hip flask full of booze.
What
are the chances that the camera's swinging past and she's like, da-da-da-da, vodka, wee,
oh,
lovely,
my goodness.
Good. Oh, I love horse racing.
Right, we need to find her. She's my new best friend.
As soon as I saw her, I thought, if anyone I know would do that, it would be you.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'd have been drunk. Yeah, I'd have been drinking out of it with her. If I'd have sat next to her as well, I'd have been like, oh, can I have a bit?
And that's why you're not allowed to go to the races anymore.
Right. I've got a list of the top 5 themed rooms in hotels for you, because I know we've got the Easter holidays coming up.
Yes.
And people might be thinking, oh, I don't really know where to stay. Where can I take the kids that, it's going to be amazing. Right. In at number 1, CBeebies Land Hotel at Alton Towers. So if your kids are into the night garden, you are in for a treat, because every single room is decorated as if you're actually in the night garden. Number 2, Legoland Castle Hotel, where you can go to bed thinking you're a real knight at bedtime.
I've stayed there. That's really cool.
Yeah, see? How good is that?
Yeah. So this I enjoyed it more than my son.
Oh, well, I'm not surprised.
I was in the big Lego chair at the end of the table, giving it the large one. He was like, Dad, get off there.
That's doesn't shock me.
That's an exhibit. That's an exhibit. I was like, oh, is it? I thought it was the chair for the dads.
Number three, Llama's Pyjamas. It's a B&B in the Lake District. It's got loads of different animal-themed rooms. And actually, for like a double room, it's only like £95 for the night, which is a lot cheaper than most of these other places. Number four, Chessington Safari Hotel. So you've got Gruffalo-themed rooms, jungle rooms, and they have now got a new Room on the Broom-themed room as well. So that's super cool. And then at number five, now this is super cool, Port Lymph Hotel and Reserve, where you can actually have a bath overlooking the lion enclosure. Now, at first, I thought, wow, that is so cool. Then I thought, what about the people who have to go in and feed the lions?
Well, what about the lion? I mean, the lion's probably just going about his or her day, moseying about his little enclosure, and then sees dinner. Oh, they've put it on a plate for me, this one. They've put it in a nice dish. Oh, lovely. I hope that glass is thick. Otherwise, that would be your last bath you'd ever take. This is Tony and Emma. Earlier in the show, we were talking about really cool hotel rooms that you might want to consider taking your kids to. And Emma, I believe you found somebody.
I know, yes. We have got Laura on the phone. She has messaged us in to say what she's done to her bedroom. Listen to this.
Hold on, she's done this in her own house?
Yeah, in her own house.
All right, here's Emma and Laura.
When it came chance for us to actually do our own bedroom rather than the kids' bedroom, we thought, Harry Potter world. The ceiling, we've got it like a stormy cloud ceiling, so like the Great Hall would be at night.
Oh my goodness, this is amazing. Yes, tell me more.
So we've got glitter lavender. As you walk in, all the walls sparkle. We've got props as well. So we've got 60 hanging candles that hang off our ceiling that we can turn on with a wand.
Oh my gosh. If there was a competition for the best themed room in a house, it would go to you. Right, where can I book? Can I come and stay?
Let me just say this, Laura. You probably don't want to proceed with that booking. I've had Emma stay at my house before.
I'm a good guest.
Yeah, you think that. This is Tony and Emma. How old do you reckon you have to be, right, before you stop caring what other people think of you?
Yeah, you've got to have had some life experience in there.
Correct.
I reckon 35.
Oh, you'd be wrong. I've passed this. You haven't. So it's 41. Not 40, but 40. At the end of your 41st year, you just stop apparently caring what other people think. And that probably explains my dress sense.
Right. Well, yeah. There's a lot of things that would explain about you. I'm not going to lie.
Because, you know, I won't lie. Earlier in my life, it probably was important to me what people thought. And now I absolutely agree with this. I just go, I don't care.
But it's good to be you. It's good to be you. You know, if you want to go out and dress in just your pants, you do that, Dibs. You know, it's okay.
If I want to go to Budgens in my lucky pants, then I will. And I don't care what any of you lot think. This is Tony and Emma. Emma, I read this story a couple of days ago and I put a note in my phone and I said, Emma, we're like this.
Oh, go on then. I like a good story.
Yes. Many people now admit to spending their time on the loo more productively. And this isn't doing work on their phone or tablet or anything like that. It's exercising.
Oh my goodness, they're exercising while they're on the toilet. Please tell me it's like clench your butt cheeks, release. Clench your butt cheeks, release.
I think that's
release.
A general idea. More than
stretch
5 million people prefer to do some exercise whilst spending that time privately, you know, in the little boy or little girl's room. Many
that's
say
a great idea.
They would rather exercise there than actually go to the gym.
Of course they would. You're sat down. You can move your legs. It's like those old people exercises. My granddad has to do them, and he has to sit on this chair, elevate his legs, elevate his arms, nod his head a little bit. It's wonderful. Burning calories whilst you're on the loo.
I've done a bit more reading into this, but people actually now have got weights in their bathroom so they can, as they sit and,
even
you know,
better.
They could be pumping iron and lifting weights. And
at least you don't have to pay a monthly membership for this one.
This is Tony and Emma.
Do you ever iron your clothes?
What do you mean, shirts and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, most of your things look relatively ironed, and I think that's pretty impressive for a single guy.
Thanks very much.
But I've got this friend, she's ironing the other day, and I'm round there for a cup of coffee. And no joke of a lie, right, she's complaining about the size of her ironing pile. And then I'm watching her, and she gets a pair of pants out of the pile and irons the pants?
I've been known
to... Who on earth irons pants?
I'm in that gang, but I don't...
You iron your pants?
Not all of them. I've got a few favourites, right, that I save for special occasions. And they
and
get
you
ironed.
Iron, oh, my God. Are
only
you
only
me?
My favourite ones. Don't laugh. Only my favourite ones. And the rest of them, they just go in the drawer.
What? Why are you wasting time ironing pants?
Well, because then... And I iron towels.
No, you don't need to iron pants and towels. And then you certainly don't need to complaining about your ironing pile being so big when you're ironing pants. No one sees your pants.
They're the ones I hope people might see.
Oh, my God. Get that iron away.
This is Tony and Emma. Okay. Right, let's see how good your math skills are, Emma. Off the top of your head, what day of 2024 do you think today is? Like, if you had to count the days from the start of the year to today, what day do you think we're on?
Oh, God, I don't even know what date it is today. We're in March, aren't we?
We are in March. Congratulations. Okay, well, it's a good start. It's a good place to start. We are in March, which is good. It is the 20th of March today. But what number day of the year are we on?
80-something.
Oh, she's good. She's good. It is exactly 80. It's day 80 of 2024
today.
Okay,
day 80. Yay! Yes. Oh, good. I couldn't tell the time until I was like 11. So
and
that's
there are
really
these new calendars now which list all the days out of the year. Now, I don't know who they're for because nobody else would be in the same kind of lingo, right? And there's these kind of new style people that go, yeah, I can fit you in on day 164. And you're like, what? What day is that?
Oh, no, yeah, that would confuse me.
Who are these people? Like, what is the point of this?
That is stupid.
Is day 80. Now, I quite like it when they're like milestone days through the year. Oh, look, it's the 80th day or the 100th day or the 2. I like that. I'm all right with that. But nobody needs to get an email from somebody going, can we touch base on day 169?
Hang on. There's 365 days in the year. So let's test your maths. Minus 80. How many days have we got left?
It's either 285 or 286 because it's a leap year and I can't work out which one it is.
Right, you're confusing me. This is way too much for a Wednesday hump day morning.
Too much maths, too early. This is Tony and Emma.
Right, I've got top five things that are making a comeback, okay, throughout 2024.
Right.
What do you think they might be?
Noel Edmonds.
No.
Oh.
I know. I really want them to bring back the house party thing. That was so good with Mr. Blobby.
Yeah,
but no, it's not on there.
If anyone I know liked Noel's house party, you'd be on the top of that list.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Are we just talking things or are we talking people?
Anything you want. Yeah, not
people.
It's going
to make a comeback. Curly Whirlies.
Curly Whirly Crisps.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
not
Curly Whirlies.
Not crisps, the chocolate bar with the toffee in it.
You can still get Curly Whirly chocolate bars. They're not as big, but you can get Curly Whirly chocolate bars.
You can't in my local garage.
Oh, you've missed out. I'll get you some.
Right.
Okay, no, none of those things. Anything else?
I read something the other day. I've got, records.
Yes, in at number one. Ding, ding, ding.
Records.
Yeah, in at number one.
I've got a record player. I love it.
Vinyl records making a comeback this year. In at number two, Polaroid cameras. I love it.
Oh, wait till the social media TikTokers get their hands on these. It takes an actual photo and prints it out. Yeah. They'll blow their minds.
Well. You've got to keep shaking it, though, haven't you? Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
I had a feeling that was going to happen. Okay, yep. What else is on the list?
Number three, jigsaw puzzles.
Oh, my sister has got completely obsessed with jigsaws. Her Facebook is now, done another jigsaw.
Oh, my granddad's all over this.
Here's
He's
a question.
Loving.
I don't do jigsaws, right? I mean, I did when my son was very small. Those like little McDonald farmyard ones, right? But you know the people that do these really complicated jigsaws?
Yeah.
What do they do when they've done them?
This is what my granddad does. He does these and then you have to break it all up and put it back in the box.
Why? But what's the point of it?
Oh, because it's relaxation, apparently. Number four, bum bags. Love a bum bag. Can't go to a festival without your good old fanny pack.
Which is what they call it in America before anyone starts writing into Ofcom. Okay.
Yep.
And number five.
Brightly coloured sportswear. Bring on Mr. Motivator.
Okay, I see what you mean. The lycra stuff. All that's coming back.
Yeah.
Is it headbands and sweatbands and all of that? Oh, great.
Some really good stuff in there, though. And I was thinking, you know, what is the one thing that you would bring back? What would you bring back?
Chocolate bar 54321.
Well, you mean a chocolate bar called 54321 or chocolate bar, let's go find a chocolate bar.
No, there was a chocolate bar called 54321 back in the 80s.
Oh.
And it was just what I had in my school lunchbox, and you can't get them anymore. I don't know why, but I loved them.
Well, what was it like?
Imagine two Kit Kats on top of each other with more chocolate.
So like a Kit Kat chunky?
Oh, yeah, I just could get a Kit Kat chunky.
It's just a Kit Kat chunky.
Fair enough. This is Tony and Emma. Earlier in the show, we were talking about things we could bring back for 2024. I went for a chocolate bar. Emma, what would you bring back? You didn't give us your answer.
I'd bring back the old school telephones. You know where you have to put your finger in the hole and like twist the thing?
Yes, yes, I know.
The
have
dial.
You ever used one of those?
Yeah, like years ago though, when I was much younger at my granny and granddad's house, they used to have one of those.
So they're all well and good. They look great and everything. And they, you know, they give you a really good vintage feel, unless your house is on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they didn't think that through, did they? Because you have to go nine, and then you have to wait for it to come out.
It would take a while.
The kitchen's burning down. Hang on.
Yeah.
By the time you've done that, you've lost the shed.
Oh, dear. So we've had some people WhatsApp. Don't forget you can WhatsApp us. It's 07706 300 565. Got to say hi to Louise Parker. She says, I would bring back scratch and sniff stickers. My nan always used to get me a pack when I went to visit. I used to love these. It's like the Avon catalogue that you used to be able to sniff the perfumes in as well, didn't you?
And I'm not entirely sure, but I do remember scratch and sniff. I don't think I was ever sniffing the Avon catalogue.
Oh, you could. You could.
Feel like I've missed out now.
Josh says, I'd bring back the Mega Drive or a good old chunky Game Boy, hashtag old school. I used to love the Mega Drive.
I never had a Mega Drive. I was a Nintendo kid.
Okay. I used to, I like the Mega Drive, but I could, if I wanted the Sonic or anyone to jump, I used to move the controller. So I think I was ahead of the Wii game.
Oh,
you
invented the Wii. Yeah.
I was in there. Cassie says, Trolls.
Lauren Jackson says, bring back the Dream Phone the Date game.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I used to love this game.
No.
My neighbour had this game. It's
I don't know what it is. What is it?
Oh, it's this massive... Hold on. We've got to find the... We need to find the advert for this. You've got to see this game. It is so good. So good. Right, find the advert. Find the advert.
Guys! It's Dan! Dan, my man!
You're right. I really like you.
Yes!
Dream Phone, the hot electronic talking phone game.
It's for you!
Yeah, that would be banned nowadays, wouldn't it? That would be banned. If that was around now, that would be banned. All of those people that are calling those poor young kids on that Dream Phone, they'd be on
it's
a register
for
somewhere.
You.
This is Tony and Emma. Right, of all the fruit, Emma, which one do you reckon makes you the happiest?
So if
you've
got starfruit.
What?
Starfruit.
No. The actual fruit that you get in the shop.
You can get starfruit in the shop.
Oh, I thought that was a sweet.
No, I just like the name of starfruit, but I feel like it could give you a good vibe.
Right.
What about maybe oranges, vitamin D.
You'd think, wouldn't you? You'd think an orange would make you happy. Orange juice is always there for breakfast. Wrong. No, that doesn't make you happy. No, there's one that's way above all the others in making
kiwi.
You happy. What?
Kiwi.
Kiwi, nope.
Oh. Strawberries?
No.
What is it?
Banana.
What?
The banana has been confirmed to be the world's most happiest fruit. Eating just one banana can relieve irritable emotions, anger and depression all at the same time and put you in a much better frame of mind.
Wow, I need to eat more bananas, obviously. It's slow-releasing potassium as well, so it gives you energy later on in the day.
You don't need anything that's slow-releasing. Can I just put that out there now? You make enough gas... You make enough gas all by yourself all day long. You don't need anything else, and neither do we. This is Tony and Emma. 30% of employees say they are more productive when they do this. But what could it be? Emma, what do you reckon it is?
Spin around on their chair really fast.
No, but I've been known to do that when I had an office job.
Pop bubble wrap.
Oh, that's good, but really annoying if you're in an open plan office. There's someone in the corner going... That wouldn't be good.
Okay, what about one of them fidget spinners?
Fidget spinners? No, it's not even on this, but I can see why a lot of people now would have those. No, 30% of employees say they are more productive at work when they wear nice clothes.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I get that. So it's like feeling good about yourself.
Yeah, if you dress for the occasion, you don't just throw something on and toddle off into work. You put your good gear on, you go in there, you're in a good frame of mind. It says...
That's why we're failing in life, because we just rock up. I mean, you look like a homeless person and I'm here in my onesie.
I mean, that will be the answer to our Wednesday morning problems. I'm immediately going to go and put a tuxedo on now for the rest of the day. I will look great until I arrive at the local garage or the pet shop or something. Why have you come as James Bond? Well, I just thought I would feel good about myself going about my business, Your Honour.
We'll see you tomorrow. This is Tony and Emma.